was the play, ground ball to first, Nolan's running to third. That's a throw you don't see most teams even make. How odd was that?
Yeah, good play and a pick on the other side, especially for as deep as he was playing.
That pop up that goes to right field in the sixth inning, is that a ball where Donovan just needs to deal for doing something like that?
Yeah, especially with the runner on third, you're wanting the outfielder to come through that baseball, especially with as good of an arm that Newt has. He comes through that. I don't think there's a play at the plate there. Yeah.
Do you know what happened there with the two of them?
Just miscommunication. Adam did a nice job. Competed really well. Located the sinker. Curveball got some swing and miss. Used it appropriately. Gave us a chance. Yeah.
So he's kind of unraveled, like the play that Jeff mentioned, a little bit out of his control.
Yeah, and that's a play that the miscommunication kind of shouldn't happen there, but it did. But like I said earlier, Newt comes through that. He's got a plus arm. I don't even think they send him there. Yeah.
The catch and throw that Newt made in foul territory, how impressive
was that? Yeah, just to my point, he's got a really good arm, and when he's coming through the baseball, he's got a shot to throw just about anybody out.
Yeah. Is there any spot about the bullpen or any situation with the pitcher you want to get that sixth inning performance out?
Yeah, Helsley was down today. Woke up with a little bit of discomfort in his knee. So he asked for a day to let that kind of settle. So we didn't have him, so we were trying to get one more out of Adam in order to get to the guys we needed to get to. That's why Gio went to there.
Anything more on Ryan, or is that going to be for tomorrow?
Excuse me?
For Helsley, is there anything?
No, it's, I think he'll be completely fine to go tomorrow, but he asked for a day today when he got here.
Put your finger on anything why Reed's been slippery in the final third of games?
Say it again.
Do you think there's any common denominator for why leads have been slippery?
Common denominator? No. But we haven't been able to hold on to one. And we have to have the ability to throw up zeros after the sixth inning. It's going to be important for us to do that. We've been playing a lot of close ball games, been playing better baseball. It's tough to say that because you're continuing to lose. That's eight in a row. But the style of play looks a lot better. And we're going to have to be able to keep a lead and throw up zeros in the 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Some of that, too, not just those innings, but when you get a lead over, a lot of call and response.
Yeah. Yeah, the shutdown inning, to your point, is equally as important. We have to be able to do all of that.
Ollie, is there anything that you've learned about yourself and this team during this rough stretch?
Yeah, it's building a heck of a lot of character, I'll tell you that. And at the end of the day, I think one of the best ways to be described is consistent, and our job as a staff is to stay consistent during this time. We're going to continue to prepare. Nobody likes it, but we're going to stay consistent with how we prepare and how we go about it, make sure that we are giving everything we have to the players because they're doing the same. Yeah, I think we've already experienced that. I don't think we're getting there. We're there. Yeah, where guys are obviously trying to do more than they need to. This group cares a ton. And, they're trying to do quite a bit. But to your point with Nolan, that took a really good swing today. If you look at Newt's at-bats, that's coming along really well. Three more for him today. And those are the pieces necessary in order for us to continue to score runs. But on the other side of the baseball, we got to throw up some zeros.